There must be a con like me in every prison in America. I'm the guy who can get it for you. Cigarettes, a bag of reefer, if that's your thing. A bottle of brandy to celebrate your kid's high school graduation. Damn near anything within reason. Yes, sir, I'm a regular Sears and Roebuck.
Skeletor to King Randor! Skeletor to King Randor! Come in, you royal boob!
You freeze, bitch!
Oh, shit! I'm fucked.
Now back up, put the gun down, and give me a pack of Tropical Fruit Bubblicious. And some Skittles.
Shit, no, me and Sal Bob are pro-choice. Woman's body's her own fucking business.
But what are you doing hanging around?
Well, we're here to pick up chicks. We figure abortion clinics are a good place to meet loose women. Why else would they be here in this like the fuck?
I thought you were stupid, friend. But I underestimated you. You were a total freaking retard.
Now you see me? Now you're dead.
The pen is blue. The pen is blue! The goddamn pen is blue!
You're listening to Comic Can Koozie, your weekly podcast for all your geeky garbage, kitschy comedy, and nerdy news. I'm Cole.
And I'm Taylor.
So there's only two of us.
Yeah.
This is our second time recording today. We did our worst episode ever.
Was it the worst ever?
It was bad enough where I don't want to hear it, and I don't even want to put it up.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's all right.
It was not a great episode.
I was trying to keep it on the rails, but it just didn't happen that way. That's all right. It happens.
Yeah. So anyway, so this past weekend, Taylor had a Halloween party.
Yes, it was a fun shindig,
which we barely got to talk about on the podcast.
I'm surprised, right?
Yeah,
it was. I was a little bummed out. I thought we would talk more about it, but we ended up not.
Yeah,
for reasons.
For reasons. What I wanted to talk about was one of my favorite parts of the Halloween party was Deanne doing karaoke.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh my God, she was dancing and posing and shit, and it was pretty fun to watch her.
Yeah, she had a good time.
You could tell she was definitely having fun.
Oh yeah, she had a great time. A lot of stress, I guess, for her leading up to the whole thing. You know, she was getting this whole thing ready to go, and yeah, she did a fabulous job getting the basement all decorated up. And
hey, I did a fabulous job.
Hey, you did. You did. You helped.
Getting the basement all decorated. All
yeah, you did help. You didn't hang any of the creepy paper up. The cray paper.
You know what I liked when I walked in your living room? You've got a bunch of witch hats hanging from the ceiling, and that looked cool.
Yeah, so she put all those up, and I said, Deanne, are you sure we need this part? She said, yes. It has to happen. So it did.
Yeah.
It did. So, yeah. I mean, kudos to her. She really really tied it all together. I was thinking about this, though, as life was going on. And, you know, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, I don't think you could have thrown a party like this.
Why?
And the reason I say that is with all the lights that we had, I was a little worried that with everything plugged in, that we were going to blow breakers.
Yeah.
But we didn't. Yeah. We ended up not. It was fine. But I think 15 years ago, if everything was – and it would have been super hot. Was it hot? Did you notice it was
– I was wearing possibly the most uncomfortable costume in the world.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay,
but
it was
also
warm.
Also, no. Because, like, I went outside for a little bit.
Yeah.
And some of my costume was spandex. So, like – So my body, like my torso was super hot, but my legs would get like super, super cold.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So I was not, I'm a big guy and I sweat a lot, but I didn't feel super uncomfortable as far as the temperature goes. So what I was saying is if we would have done this 15 years ago and we had the amount of lights that we had, you know, downstairs going, it would have been so much hotter and just, I think, so much worse off than with the LED lights and the modern technology. So kudos to the inventor of the LED bulb because he saved our ass.
Yeah. But, you were Molly, I went out to supper with her, and she was asking what people were. So she's like, "Well, what was Taylor's wife?" I was like, "Cruella De Vil."
Yeah.
She's like, "What was Taylor?" I was like, "Have you ever watched an obscure Pauly Shore movie called Son-in-Law?"
That one's obscure.
And she goes, "No." I go, "Then you wouldn't get it." And I nobody don't think got anyone it. Else did either.
I just told people if they didn't get my costume because I was a redheaded, freckled person that had a T-shirt on that said, "Seduce me, please." I said, if people don't get my reference at first, my second go-to would be, "I'm Little Whore and Annie." Oh. Get it?
Yeah, I get it.
That was my thought, but it just... Fine. I was super obscure. I know. It's sort of like that one kid that sang karaoke. He comes up to me and he's like, I want to sing this song. And I'm like, what the fuck song is this? It was from a Disney Channel original movie from the mid-90s called Xenon, Girl of the 21st Century, something shit, right? And I said, I don't know if I'm going to be able to find this karaoke version. So I ended up playing some weird version of the song with the lyrics on the screen. I mean, we got through it, but like, what do you expect? Fucking people and their obscure references, yeah. I tell you, they're stupid.
It'd be like me, that song I played for you earlier today.
Yeah, I want this
from
thing
a
now.
TV show.
I'm gonna find that. That was good.
But it's a song called Mr. Parker's Cul-de-Sac from a it's a spoof of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. And there's a punk version of it, and I played it for Taylor, and it's a good song, but
it's really good.
It's super obscure, and there's no way you would ever find a karaoke version of it.
And I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
But yeah, we had Dr. Grant, Dr. Sattler. We had the Hamburglar, who actually tried to steal burgers from the restaurant before they came.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Dr. Grant and Dr. Sattler are from Jurassic Park.
If people don't know that, they can get the fuck out of here. So
then
there was
two people from SpongeBob SquarePants.
Yeah, Mermaid Man and Barnacle Boy, of course.
Okay,
I
didn't know that.
Oh yeah, they're great.
Then
I love those characters
from Bob's Burgers. Who I didn't know that one either.
I knew who she was, but I didn't get the Jimmy Jr. I should have thought of the Jimmy Jr. reference, you know. But
I honestly thought that she was like a shitty female Urkel. And then someone's like, "No, she's from Bob's Burgers." I was like, "Oh,
is that what you said to her? You look like a shitty Steve Urkel."
No, I wasn't going to go insult her, but I said to someone else. I said to someone else that I thought that I was like, "Is that shitty Urkel?" And they're like, "No, that's from Bob's Burgers." I was like,
"Duh,
oh, okay. Is it a good job?" They're like, "Yes, it's a good guy."
Yeah, yeah, she did great. Yeah, it's kind of funny because I had sent out. I saw an old buddy. At Robbie's little wedding reception thing that he had here, which was kind of that in and of itself was kind of funny because I told my coworkers after work on Thursday that I was going to my brother's wedding reception.
Uh-huh.
They're like, "What, on a Thursday?" I said, "Yeah, I know." I said, "There's not a dance or anything. It's gonna be, you know, kind of a low key, just doing some dinner and kind of stuff." And she goes, "Well, where are they doing it at?" And I said, "You know where the splash pad is, up by Horizon Middle School? There's a park there with the splash pad for families to play in the water."
No.
She's like, "Well, it's kind of cold for that, isn't it?" And I'm thinking to myself, "Yeah, it's cold for that, and it's also that'd be weird to be going to a wedding reception at a splash pad." But I said, "It's like a community center, you know, where you can pay." The parks department, whatever, you can have a wedding reception there.
All right.
Whatever. I just thought that was funny. But where was I going with this story? I derailed myself.
I have no idea.
Ah, hell. But anyway, yeah, the costumes were great. A lot of the costumes were great. I was really impressed with Elijah's costume.
Elijah was a mummy.
He looked goddamn great.
He's actually a pretty good costume for a mummy because a lot of mummy costumes I've seen have been shitty.
Yeah.
And this one was not shitty.
And I mentioned earlier, he had the physique for it. You know, he looked like a fucking mummy. All
right.
Like, he wasn't a fat mummy. He wasn't a super skinny mummy. He was a mummy, man.
Fat mummies are funny, though.
Maybe I'll be a fat mummy next weekend. I don't know.
There you go.
Deanna mentioned because she's like, "Fuck, I put all," maybe she didn't say fuck, but she said, "I put in all this work. God damn it, I'm throwing two Halloween parties in a row."
So I'm not coming in next one.
It's fine. I'm just, she threw a thing out on Facebook, more of a impromptu kind of thing, and said, I don't know, sure, go for it. So I guess we're having another little get together.
There you go.
We got to get rid of some of this beer. Glad I didn't buy the keg. Glad I didn't go for the keg.
Yeah,
I think there would have.
You still got quite a lot of leftover beer, don't you?
Yeah.
The keg would have been a mistake.
Big time. Even I wouldn't have even known how much to get with it. And I think, yeah, I'm glad we went this route, because I did buy this Heineken pony keg that was tapped into earlier today, and it was shit. Yeah. Not just, well, the beer tasted like shit. I don't know why people drink Heineken. Second of all, it was just foam. And I don't think, I was reading the instructions to make sure I did it correctly, and I don't think I did anything wrong. But it was just foam coming out of there, man.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I seen that. I seen you trying to pour the beer, and I was just like, phew, that's a mess.
Yeah, big time. And then not to mention, it's got that little dick nozzle at the end that just keeps dripping.
Okay.
Dripping. Oh, my God. Fuck. I'm done with this. Down with it, man.
That sucks.
Yeah.
So I went to – I was a xenomorph.
Yeah, you were a xenomorph.
From Alien.
Yeah, if you would have said something, Cole, I would have been Sigourney Weaver. I would have worn a white tank top. You would have been able to see my nipples.
I was able to see your nipples through your shirt.
Well, I'm just saying, I could have been in a white tank top, and I could have worn the same wig.
Yeah.
Damn it. We messed it up.
I really did think you were Sigourney Weaver for a minute. Looked exactly like her.
No, you're thinking of Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yeah, same thing. Same diff. I went to the Paddle Trap for mm-hmm. supper tonight.
Good place.
And
so I've heard.
Has something I know you like on their appetizer menu.
What's that?
Walleye cheeks.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they were fucking good. And then all I got was appetizers, because they had $2 off of appetizers.
Okay.
So Malachi got some, like, I don't know what they call them there, but they're basically chicken nuggets. Yeah.
Like popcorn chicken, or?
Kind of. It's like got some fucking weird name with like a something.
Oh, chimichurra?
Yeah, chimichurra.
Oh, fuck. I love chimichurra.
So she got that. And then I got.
Oh, fuck. I love chimichurra.
I got pork belly tacos and shrimp tacos.
Both
and
sound
both
good.
Both good, but the shrimp tacos are much better.
Now,
it's basically the same toppings on both of them, but the shrimp tacos were so
now at the
super good.
At the Paddle Trap, that's is it Natalie's friend? That
yes.
Okay, I wasn't sure what the relation was there, but yeah, someplace I gotta go. I gotta check it out. I've been to.
There was not very many people there. I was surprised because we were there at like just after 5 o'clock, maybe 5:30.
On a Monday though.
Yeah, it is a Monday. That's true, but still, man.
So. I'm trying to think of what it has been over the years. When it first opened,
it was Captain Freddy's.
Okay.
And then it got sold to somebody, and then it was also called Captain Freddy's.
Okay, because the original,
now it's the Paddle Trap.
Okay, so the original Captain Freddy's, I think, was a 21 and over thing, right?
It was always 21. It was always a bar.
Right. But I thought, is it still 21?
Oh, you can bring kids in there now that it's the Paddle Trap.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought you could at some point with Captain Freddy's, but maybe I'm wrong. Okay.
No.
Okay. I just remember going to Captain Freddy's and thinking, this sucks.
Yeah.
I never had
a good experience.
It was there.
Basically take Bucks, which is fucking shitty, and then fucking make it shittier. It was the exact same bar.
Yeah.
But way worse.
Not are you saying the exact same bar because of the clientele?
And then they just played music and then danced, and then people got mad because they thought you were hitting on some chick that they had no fucking relation to. And they're like, "Oh, I like her," and it was a bunch of fucking, it was a bunch of adolescents in their 30s. You know?
Okay.
And then they like people wanted to get in, they wanted to go there to act like pieces of shit and start fights.
I will say I did go to a fabulous show out there once, Space Monkey Mafia.
Okay.
Played at the Captain Freddy's, and it was it was fucking awesome. And that was the only time I had a good time there. And I think I went out there one other time, and it was fucking shit. And I don't. It's in Mandan, you know. I don't really have a reason to go over to Mandan for
anything. But if it's a good restaurant, you know, I might just have to. Because we used to go out to Station West all the time. Then they closed. And then they reopened. But it's not the same menu. Why would you even call yourself the Station West? I mean, maybe for name recognition. I don't know.
No idea.
Just fucking stupid, man. So.
But I don't know. I had a good time. Then I was telling Molitzy this story about this person that was pissing me off. And this person asks stupid questions. So there was some fries in front of this person. And she goes, "Oh, what are these?" And like, they're fucking fries. How do you not know that? You're 120 fucking years old, you dumb bitch. And then that's what I said to Molitzy when I was telling the story, right?
You dumb bitch.
Well, then I stopped telling the story and I got up and went outside to start my car and I was thinking about it and the guy who was working there was watching us, so I think he thought that I just called my girlfriend a dumb bitch and left her there. But I didn't. I just went outside to start the car and I was just telling her a story about a different dumb bitch.
Oh, that's wait, a different one.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, so this person doesn't know what French fries are.
This person's a fucking idiot.
Or was she being a tailor and just being like,
"No, she.
What are these?"
She's one of those people that asks obvious questions that she already knows the answer to, probably just because she is uncomfortable with silence, so she needs to hear her fucking self talk.
Oh,
you know, like,
I see this.
So she has to narrate shit, like, or just ask stuff just because I think she's uncomfortable with silence, and it fucking bothers me.
Oh, yeah, just silence is fine, you know? It's okay. It's okay to be quiet, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes. Sometimes you got to just say your piece. Like, "What are these?" So.
I don't know. Yeah, like I'm sitting there, I'm fucking eating,
and
there's fries, and I finish my fucking sandwich, and she comes up. And I eaten the fries because I never eat the fries first. They're not part of the meal. And then she comes up and she goes, "Oh, what are these?" It's like, how?
Well, she's just
get the fuck away from me.
She was just surprised to see these still sitting here because I would say most people, I finish the fries first because that's
you're doing it wrong.
No, because I'm not.
You didn't pay for the fries. You paid for the sandwich.
Okay.
And so you eat the thing that you paid for first. Because you don't want to get full and not eat it.
Look at me, Cole. I'm going to eat it all anyway. I get what you're saying. But I feel like I've paid for the entire meal, and I want to eat the thing that's going to go bad or what's going to be better to eat first. You know, a burger is going to retain its heat. The French fries aren't going to be as good when they're stale or colder. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
I want my burger right off of the fucking grill. I want it as hot as it came out of the kitchen. I still want it to be like medium rare or medium, but I want it to be as hot as it was when it came out the fucking grill. And I want to eat it when it's still fresh and the vegetables and the mayo never made the bun soggy.
Okay. Yeah.
And I want my fucking burger first. I paid for that shit. I don't want the fucking side dish. Fuck the side dish. It's like people that's like, I don't know, it's just stupid.
What if you get the fries animal style at a restaurant called In-N-Out Burger?
What if I never go to In-N-Out Burger again?
That would hurt my heart, Cole.
Well, it'd you be would... good for mine.
I suppose. So there was some weird news in Hollywood today.
Oh, but no, that wasn't today. That was the other day.
Well, it's been lighting up my TikTok, and I just want to talk about it a little bit. Like, it's just so weird, right? Alec Baldwin on the set of Rust was shooting his prop gun and killed a director of photography and injured the director. Was it?
He killed the cinematographer. And he injured the director.
God damn it. Like, that's such a fucked up situation. And some people were saying that there was live rounds on set, which I'm trying to figure the fuck out as to why there would be live rounds on a set.
I don't know. I do know that they're investigating the armorer. She's the one who, like, makes the props and stuff.
Yeah.
And I know that she was on a podcast last month saying she didn't have a lot of faith. She said something about not having a lot of faith in her own abilities.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, so that's probably not great. That's not a great quote.
Is she like the person
that
didn't know what fries were, and she's like, she's got the bullets in her hand. Like,
maybe it was one of those things. She was on a podcast, and she just felt like she had to fucking say something, so she said the totally dumbest thing she could have said.
Yeah, like, that's really fucking stupid, and I don't know. It's super unfortunate, and we'll see. And it's so stupid because, I mean, we're doing the same thing by doing this, but, like, everybody is, you know, has an opinion on this matter, and it is a super bum deal. And I can't even imagine, like, the way Alec feels about all this, you know, killing one of your crew members. You're killing your coworker, essentially. Holy fuck, I couldn't even imagine. So I don't know. I don't know where things stand. Like, just a bum deal. And I don't know. I don't have faith in my ability. We should do that about our jobs, Cole.
Yeah.
Cole, I don't have faith in my ability.
I don't have faith in your ability either.
Shoot.
Shit. Yeah. So how many pizzas did you buy for the party?
So we were going by the amount of people at RSVP'd.
Uh-huh.
And the amount of people at RSVP'd was 30.
So you bought how many pizzas?
So we had 14.
14 pizzas? That's half. That's almost half a pizza for everybody.
14?
14.
For 30 people?
Yeah,
I suppose.
Almost half a pizza for everybody.
Oh, no, maybe it was 35 that had RSVP. I forget. Yo, it was a lot.
How much did the pizzas cost you? Can I ask that?
Yeah, it was actually only like $120.
Oh, my God. Oh, I took two of them home.
Good, I'm glad.
Yeah.
Well, and that's the other thing, too. Deanne likes to send food home with people, and that's why I told you. I said, grab whatever you want. I mean, we still had a couple pizzas. That's what I was going to have for supper tonight, with some of that leftover pizza.
Yeah.
I threw away all the garbage pizza.
So you threw away the Philly cheesesteak pizza?
No, that one actually went. That one was almost all gone.
Did you throw away that thin crust taco thing?
That one is, I was so glad nobody ate that. That's one of my favorites. It's their chicken taco pizza.
Okay.
It's actually really fucking good.
Yeah.
That's like my second favorite. My first favorite is the one that we always go with. The deep dish.
Deep dish with the sausage and cheddar, sometimes with the mushrooms.
Oh yeah, we could do that sometime.
No, we always get
cheddar cheese
on it.
It's just, I'm gonna do mushrooms. That's actually a good idea. But anyway, I ordered that one for you and me, and I figured at the end of the night, we'll see what's there. There just wasn't any time for me to eat
it
that
was
night.
That was pretty much all gone before I got here. There was two pieces left.
Oh, so people like that, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, that, nice. There was two pieces left when I got here.
Nice, nice. Yeah, and the other part was, like, we went way overboard on booze. We had so much left over, and I was totally fine with leftover beer because that will get drunk, you know. But Deanne had done some cocktails.
No, that will get drank. We will get drunk.
Yes. But the cocktails that Deanne had done, right before everybody came over, I took one, and I hadn't really eaten much that day so far. I think I had breakfast with Elijah and Nancy at like 10 a.m., and I hadn't eaten anything until we started the party. So I was munching a little bit, but Deanne was making these cocktails in these pouches, you know, with one looked like blood, one was alien blood, one was poison, whatever. And I said, oh, give me the alien blood. I like green. So I drank it, and I was like, holy fuck.
What was that one? The margarita? No, that was...
No, that one was
the yellow one was the margarita.
Maduri sour or something?
Oh, gross.
Or some shit like that. I don't know. I like green, but this one, it was so potent. I don't know what the fuck she put in there, but it was like, holy fuck.
Wait, she actually put shit in those bags herself?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. I just thought she bought them like
No, she made everything like that. So,
really?
Yeah. So I took that. I'm like, whew. It was really tart, first of all, because obviously it's a sour. And she said, well, I didn't account for the ice. Because, you know, these were drinks that she was making to pour over ice, but she put them in these pouches. So
I was wondering why you had all that ice there that was just sitting around.
Yes.
That no one was using.
Well, I don't think her intention wasn't to pour it onto ice, but she definitely gave folks the option after the fact because it was pretty fucking potent, man. Holy shit. Yeah. But, yeah, the party did not stop until 3 a.m., Cole.
I'm so happy I left when I did.
We went late, man.
I don't know what time I left, but I know that I left well before 3. I know it was before 1.
So, I mean, now, granted, it wasn't like we were banging up until 3. It was like people had gradually, you know, sifted out. And, you know, I wouldn't say the last guest left until about 3. Yeah. It's like, fuck. People were here to party, and we threw down.
You should have done what I did.
Went to bed?
No, you should have just said, hey, you guys, get to walking.
No, I was totally fine with it. I was totally cool with it. I was glad to have people over. This is something that Deanna and I have wanted to do for a very long time, but with COVID and people not feeling comfortable with large gatherings, it was kind of a hairy situation. But then we figured now's the time, so we decided to throw our Halloween hoopla. So we were invited to another one next weekend, but like I said, Dion wants to do one here again to, I guess, drink the rest of our beer. I don't know.
Okay.
By next week, I'll have a refrigerator for downstairs.
You hope.
No, I will. I will. I for sure will.
Good.
Because, well, big fridge. I think I'm going to put that little one in here.
He bid on a fridge at yes. work because they're replacing the refrigerators in the break room.
Yes.
He's not a dipshit. He actually bid a decent amount of money, and everyone else you were saying was bidding like $10.
Yeah, and they're being shits about it, and all that money always goes to charity, anytime like that. So I was totally fine with bidding $65 for a garage refrigerator.
Yeah,
you can't get one for less than $100. So of course I'm gonna bid on a decent amount, and I mean I feel like kind of a fool for. Bidding as much as I did, but I wanted to win that thing, goddammit.
No, that's... Oh, shit. I'm yawning. I'm tired, dude. that's a perfectly acceptable bid for a fucking almost regular-sized fridge, you know?
Oh, for sure. Well, not an almost. It is a regular-sized fridge. Regular oh, yeah. It's like what's upstairs. It might even be bigger.
There you go.
So, at first, Deanna was a little like, oh, I don't know if we need this thing, but after... It would have been super convenient for the weekend, though. That was what kind of chapped me a little bit, at myself. I felt stupid because I should have known that because we had to wait for the new refrigerators to come in.
Yeah.
You know, and they hadn't been in yet, so we had to wait for the swap over. I'm like, oh shit, the break room's not open yet, so we're gonna have to wait until the stuff's out of these fridge before I can take this home. So. I'm sure they didn't clean them out either before, so I have another project on my hands.
There you go.
You know.
Well, have fun with that.
I'm going to have you over for that. It's going to be a refrigerator cleaning party, Cole. You ready?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I got to come in costume.
Yep. All you right. have to. Right. Oh, yeah. By the way, you left your goggles and your helmet. Did you ask me about that?
I think I told you I was going to leave them.
Oh, okay.
And then... And then I forgot about it, and I asked you yesterday if I left any shit here.
Oh, okay. When I was tearing down tables today, I was like, holy shit, those are Cole's, I think, goggles. And...
What I thought I left here was the tail for the costume.
I don't remember seeing that.
I know where the tail is. Okay. I have the tail. I don't.
Did you have that shit ready to go at your house, or did you have to go out and get this stuff?
Some of it I had to buy.
Oh, okay.
Like the spandex jumpsuit or whatever.
Yeah.
I had to go buy that. I had a rash guard, all black rash guard from Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
Oh, okay.
And
okay.
I was going to wear that, but I didn't want to because the spandex jumpsuit that I bought has a hood on it. So, like, with the rash guard, you can see the back of my neck and stuff, and you could tell that there's a person under. Well, I mean, you could tell there's a person.
I had no idea. I thought it was a real xenomorph when I first saw it.
That's why you screamed like that.
I did.
No, but you couldn't see the back of my neck. You couldn't see any flesh on me with that. And then the snowboarding goggles I already had, the bike helmet I had to go buy, the catcher's mask, I had to go buy that.
Oh, okay.
That was like a plastic catcher's mask from like Walmart, though.
Okay.
So that didn't cost a lot. The vampire teeth, I had to go buy those. And
Well, holy shit, Cole. Gloves, like, that's impressive.
The gloves, I had to go buy those, but I didn't care because I know those are work gloves. I definitely have to use those at some point.
Yeah.
They had the they have the, on the palms, they have the rubbery shit.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
The shorts that I was wearing, those black shorts, I had to go buy those.
Oh, I was hoping you were going to say those were Mollities.
Yeah. I do sometimes wear her pajama pants when I'm at her house. And
is it like, pretty funny? They must be like capris on you or shorts.
They're very short. And they're very tight in the crotch, too. Yeah, because she's fucking tiny. And what else did I have to buy? The boots. Those rain boots.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Yeah, those.
Wow.
I had.
Well, holy hell.
I spent more on the costume than you spent on the pizzas.
Well, for crying out loud, Cole, I was absolutely blown away.
I spent at least, I went shopping for it twice.
Mm-hmm.
The first time I spent $130 on it.
I was impressed.
Oh, yeah. And pretty much everything from my neck on up was flex sealed. So I had to buy flex sealed.
Oh, shit. I wonder. I'm going to have to ask Deanna if she has any photos of you not against the black background.
Yeah.
Because it was so funny. We were upstairs and we were looking through the pictures because Deanna had done like a photo booth type of thing with Instax or like the new Polaroid camera type of thing. And Cole was like, I wish somebody would have got a picture of me. And I said, you did get a picture, and here I show it to you. I don't have my pocket, but I show it to you, and it was you. It was you, Elijah,
Nate,
and Kyle, right?
Kyle.
Yeah, and you blended right into the background.
Yeah, you couldn't really tell that. You couldn't tell that I was there, except for that part of the person next to me was gone.
Right. Oh, that was freaking hilarious. I'll have to show that one to Deanne too. That was great. But, yeah, it was a great party, and I'm hoping to make it kind of a yearly thing or a bi-yearly thing. I think it'd be cool to do a summertime karaoke type of thing again. And a lot of people were impressed with the setup. They really liked the way the sound was hooked up. There was a gal that had competed in a lot of competitions around the state, and she said
karaoke competitions,
and she was saying how awesome it was to actually have a monitor on stage, you know, for the sound coming back so you could hear yourself, so you could hear how loud you're singing or whatever. Because a lot of times that doesn't happen, especially at punk shows. Let me tell you, you go to a lot of punk shows around these parts, you don't have monitors. You can't hear shit.
Yeah.
All you hear is me playing the bass or whatever. It sucks. So anyway, people had a good time. We're hoping to do it again, bigger and better next year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you'll have to send me an invitation like next week.
Next week? Oh, yeah.
So I can make sure to get it off.
Sounds great. I will do that. All right. So, Cole, I was feeling a little spooky, so I wanted to watch some spooky stuff.
Okay.
And I ended up looking on HBO. I thought I still had it, but apparently they got the account. I don't know. It wasn't on the Roku, so I was like, fuck. I wanted to watch Trick or Treat because I've heard that's a good Halloween, campy but scary kind of movie.
Okay.
So with that little guy with the gunny sack head.
I never heard of it.
Well, I wanted to watch because I've heard it was good. Anyway, couldn't watch it. So I went to Prime and to try to find a scary movie to watch in there. And I did find one.
All right.
Creepshow.
Creepshow. What's that about?
Two.
Creepshow 2.
Of course, right?
Have you ever seen the first one?
No, of course not.
Oh, Jesus, Tyler.
And it really cool. It is really no fault of my own. Because I understand what the premise of Creepshow is. It's sort of like a Tales from the Crypt type of thing.
Okay.
Where it's a story, like the Twilight Zone movie, which was three stories or four stories in one movie. Same type of thing.
Okay.
And they don't really tie together, but it just so happened to be the second one because the first one was not available on Prime. You had to purchase it.
All right.
So I said, fuck that. I'm going to watch it for free or watch it with my subscription. So I ended up watching it and enjoying the shit out of it, man. It was so dumb.
All right.
So campy and awesome at the same time.
Huh.
You know, I was watching it thinking, oh, there's going to be some sort of moral to the story or there's going to be some sort of awesome twist at the end.
Okay.
But there never was. It was all straightforward slasher murder type of stuff, and it was good. I had a lot of fun watching it. I do still want to watch Trick or Treat, so maybe I'll watch that one maybe tonight or tomorrow.
Oh, Deanne must have found pictures. Oh, yeah, Deanne actually has pictures of me.
Oh, as a Xenomorph. Oh, great.
Costume, which is good because the pictures I have of me kind of suck.
Oh, are these okay?
Yeah, especially this one
here. Let me see. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So. Shit, dude. You could cosplay.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think I'll be doing that, though.
Aw.
Dude, did I tell you that I can still feel on my spine where that tail was pressing against my spine?
What?
Night long.
Was it that?
It was pretty uncomfortable. That's why I took it off after a while.
Oh, wow. I'm impressed. I'm impressed you kept that on all night. Wow.
I kept it on for a few hours, maybe 2.5 hours, but I did not keep it on all night.
Man, that night was a blur, I tell you.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun that night. Yeah, maybe if we ever do go to another Comic-Con or something, maybe I'll bring that with and
may as
wear
well.
It for a little while. But it's
Deanne could probably hook you up with some tips and tricks to make
that
a little more.
There's probably ways to make the tail less painful, but the helmet and the mask and the goggles that
all pressing against your face.
Yeah,
the whole night.
If I could figure out a way to replace the goggles with something else.
Contact lenses.
Well, no, because then you could see my face. That was the point of the goggles.
Oh, I see.
Is to see no human parts of me.
Cool, I never see a human part of you. You're an inhuman monster. That's why you got the grossest costume award.
Thanks, Dick.
No, it was so. You know what's ironic is we were joking around that night when we were decorating. You were helping out, and you said, and I had grabbed that grossest award.
Yeah,
and I said, oh, "Hey, Cole, this one's for you."
You gave it to me on the podcast.
It was on the pod. Oh, on one of the Thursday throw-ups, I think.
No, I think it was on the one, the Space Orgy one.
Oh, was it really?
I think so.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it's ironic that you won that anyway, and unintentionally. I don't know who else the grossest one should have gone to.
I'm not going to say anything.
I can't give it to myself, Cole, if that's what you're going to say.
Well, I don't know.
There's... I see how it is.
No,
but you understand why you want it, though, right? Because you look the grossest. Elijah looked pretty gross, but I was goddamn impressed with his, man. I know. I was simple.
So, thanks. I weren't impressed by mine.
I was impressed. Okay. I don't even remember what the rewards were, to be honest with you. He had said hand them out.
I think he was creepiest or scariest or something.
Oh, he was scary. But hey, I'm sorry. I derailed a bit. You were talking about HBO.
You know what's on there now that I'm going to have to watch real soon is that new Dune.
Oh, yeah. We should watch that one together.
Yeah.
We should get together maybe. I don't know what's going on this week, but I'd love to have a theater experience with some people and, well, you in particular, and watch Dune. Yeah. Elijah was talking to me about it. He said it was actually really, really good.
Okay.
I don't know if it did the book justice. Does it ever? I don't know. But it has Jason Momoa in it.
That show that I like, Why the Last Man, it's on FX on Hulu, is getting canceled. Well, Hulu isn't going to make it anymore.
Okay.
There's a possibility that it could get picked up on HBO Max, but I don't think it will. It's a good show that will alienate half of America. You know what I mean? So, like, you'll just start watching it, and you'll be like, well, these politics don't fall in line with what I think, and you'll probably just stop watching it. So right away, there's a ratings problem right there if you're going to alienate half of America. And then it's good, but, like, there's things about the book that, like, make it kind of goofy and silly, where the show kind of seems to take itself a little too serious. Mm. And it's like, okay, they get the general idea from the book, but they don't get the tone right. You know
right.
what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it should be a little sillier, almost.
Yeah, for sure. And this is a comic book, right?
Why the Last Man is probably one of my top three favorite comics of all time.
Well, I'm may I say I'm fucking stupid?
I mean, I know.
Well, when you and Adam were talking about this, I thought you were talking about the word why. Like, why no. The last man?
Oh, no, like, why as in the chromosome. And also, also the man's name is Yorick. So you could either, like, Yorick, the last man, or, like, why, as in the Y chromosome, the last man.
Okay.
Yeah.
Answer me this.
Yeah.
This guy is the last guy.
He is.
Is there a lot of...
The last mammal in existence, the last male mammal in existence, except for his pet monkey. He has a capuchin monkey, and that's also a male and mammal.
Okay. Now my question is, if I was the last man on Earth, I would hope that there would be a lot of women wanting snoo-snoo.
Okay.
Is this true in the show? The women are after his seed?
A lot of them, they don't do it in the show. They don't do it justice yet. I don't know if they're planning on to, but like a lot of the women are trying to kill him.
Oh.
Or some of them are trying to capture him to use as like, because
a sex slave?
Not as a sex slave, but as like basically he's worth a lot of money, basically. Or, you know, like you could trade him for food or, you know.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of, you know, if all the men suddenly died, right? So, like, that's half the planet's population is gone. But then not only that, but there's, like, some of them flying planes. So those go down, right? So if half the population's planet is gone, then, like, well, so, like, is the other half going to be able to run the power, the electricity, the you know, the food, you know, like... Mm-hmm. I know you're feeding less people, but, you know, do you have the workers to, you know, like, so like, there, it's almost a dystopian sort of society, you know, like.
Well, yeah, half the population is gone. Yeah, for sure.
And so, like, there's problems. So a lot in the book, a lot of women try to capture him to use as, like, bartering, you know, just to get
trading
shit,
fodder,
to get by,
yeah.
just to survive.
Interesting.
There is.
Now, any, okay. I'm sorry I'm asking a lot of questions about this show, but I'm going to.
I'm kind of answering more about the book than the show.
That's fine.
The show's only gotten about 7 episodes in.
That's fine.
They haven't covered a lot of it.
But now my next question is, I was looking at the cast and the poster and what things... well, the show looks like it is kind of a drab show. It looks like it is kind of a sadder show. But, dude, anytime a capuchin monkey... Uh-huh. As a sidekick, man. I mean,
well, and that's the thing that
for real,
is
like this has got to be hilarious.
Is that they don't focus on him and his monkey and their travels? Is like it almost seems like an afterthought. They're focusing on all the other characters almost more so than him. And I'm like, okay, that kind of is bugging me. Like, I don't know. So I don't,
hey, this is a women's society in this show, and
we're
gonna focus
that.
On the women. I don't know.
I get that, but that's another thing that the tone of the book is different. You know, like they focus more on this part, and he has two female traveling companions. One is like an agent for this super secret government organization that responds only and obeys only the president. Called the Culper Ring.
Who is a woman?
Yes, Agent 355.
No, I mean the president.
Oh, the president is now a woman. Now, there was the president, there was the vice president, and they were both men. Then there was the Speaker of the House was a man, and then the next person in line was actually overseas and
I think we talked about this one.
She was overseas, and she was injured.
Oh.
And... people thought she was dead, so then the next person in line was actually Yorick's mom. She's a senator, and she became the president that way.
Yeah, I thought you and speaking of like order of a succession. Weren't
you
we talking?
And I talked about that when we were talking about John Boehner.
Yeah, wasn't it just like a stupid after? So it goes president, vice president, speaker of the house, and doesn't it go to some like weird office after that? I forget what it was.
I do not remember what it would be. Would it be?
I thought it was some weird, like, Not. I thought we looked up. It wasn't. It's like the Speaker of the Senate or something. But it's not the Speaker. I forget what the name of it. If you find it, great. But
Presidential Order of Succession.
Yeah, here
Vice
we go.
Vice President, Speaker of the House, President pro tempore of the Senate.
Yes, okay.
Secretary of State, Secretary of Treasury, Secretary of Defense, Attorney General, Secretary of Interior. I'm looking for when did they get to a really fucking silly one?
Well, the Senate pro what do we call it? The Senate pro centaur?
President pro tempore of the Senate.
President pro centaur. That was Trump. I'm sorry.
Pro centaur?
He had like the body of a centaur. You know, his butt would stick way out. I don't know.
Why are you checking out? Why are you checking out the
Donald Trump had a fat ass. Let me tell you. I remember having a conversation with this guy.
This is coming from a dude who just called Oprah a fat bitch the other day.
No, I was having a conversation.
You're a weightist. You're a fattest.
I am. No, I was having a conversation with this guy. And listen, I'm not up on the. How do I want to say this without being. Well, you tell me. I'm not up on this nomenclature. Let's just put it that way. This guy comes up to me, and he was from West Africa, so maybe that was part of it. I don't know. But me being a white Midwesterner, I don't really know a lot of these terms. So this guy comes up to me one day. He's like, "Hey, check it out, man. She's got a fat ass." And I look at this chick. She had a great ass. And I'm like, "What are you talking about? Look at her ass. She's got a fat ass." I'm like, "Yeah." I said, "No. What are you talking about? She's a very nice ass. That is not a fat ass." He's like, "Man, you're ridiculous sometimes."
You're saying PHAT, pretty hot and tempting?
Yes!
Okay.
I didn't know what he meant. She just had a fat ass. I'm like, "Bro, that is not a fat ass. That's a nice ass." That's what he meant.
Okay.
I am stupid, though.
Yes. I'm going to agree to that. Every
Come on, man.
It, I'm just going to agree with you.
Ah, shit. But why The Last Chromosome? I'm going to have to check this out.
All right. Yeah, it's on Hulu. But, yeah, like I said, after this season, it's over unless HBO Max picks it up.
And they are in talks to do it? Or
well, they own the company that it was put out by was Vertigo Comics, which is owned. It's an imprint of DC.
Okay.
So, like, when DC wants to write a comic book, but they don't want it to be a superhero comic book, and they know that it's a comic that's going to start and then end. Like, it's going to have a definite start, a middle, and an end, unlike, like, Superman or Batman, which has been going... Superman's been going on since 1938. Batman's been going on since 1939. You know, like, so there's not really an end to it.
Yeah.
So when they're going to do a story that's like Preacher was 66 issues.
Was that Vertigo?
That was Vertigo. The Boys started off as a Vertigo comic, but then DC's like, "We can't do this. They're talking too much shit on us." Like,
what a bunch of bastards.
So they basically gave... They had a good relationship with the guy who wrote The Boys because mm-hmm. he also wrote Preacher. So they said, "You, we're not going to produce, we're not going to make this anymore, mm-hmm. but we're going to give you the rights to it, and you can shop it to any other comic book company that you want." And so they allowed him to do that so he could finish it up.
Gotcha.
But that started out as a Vertigo comic.
Oh, wow.
Why The Last Man is a Vertigo comic. The Sandman, you know, the TV show Lucifer?
Yep.
That was based on that was a side story from the Sandman comic book.
So
a lot of what they've done, because there's an end and like a definite end,
almost like a one shot, but a series one shot. Okay,
because there's a definite end, a definitive end. That's why they've had so much success moving that shit onto TV.
Or, yeah,
you know, like
Walking
like
Dead. They did was with, that Vertigo? No, Dark
Walking
Horse?
Dead was something else. I cannot remember what that was.
Okay,
but
because there's no end in sight for that show.
No, there's no end in sight for the show. But the cool thing about how the guy ended that was like he had done like 250 some issues, something like something crazy like that. He never said, okay, this is going to be the last issue. He just made the last issue, didn't tell anybody.
And oh.
You read it, and then all of a sudden you're like, what the fuck? It's over? Like, he never came out. And
That's amazing.
That's some ballsy shit to do. Like, so the sales didn't peak until, like, later after everyone's like, oh, shit, this was the last one, you know?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Gotta respect that, man.
Oh, for sure.
I don't respect the show at all, but I respect a man.
What was that show you were talking about a few years? It was on the CW, Supernatural.
Yes. Okay. So
you were
I was
talking
so
a
fucking
few years ago. Like, you were talking about how this guy, the producer of it, was saying that there's no end in sight for this show.
Yeah, and it had
you
already gone.
So, you're so livid about that. Yeah. Like, this show should have been over years ago, you know?
Right, and if you're just running the same fucking hack and shit, and okay, if that's one thing about me, Cole, I hate television shows that follow a formula. That's just me personally. I'm going to talk shit on them. I don't care. I just get bored with them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If Dexter was probably the last show that I followed that was really like that. Where it's the same fucking shit every single episode, and it's the same formula, okay? Dexter finds a bad guy, Dexter kills the bad guy, and there's some shit that advances the subplot.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And that's the same said for this another show that Deanne really likes was Bones. Same thing.
You know what a show that did that same thing?
It's just
tough. There was two shows like that I fucking loved. One of them was Psych.
Okay. Yep. Psych was one of them. Yep, for sure.
The other one was Monk. I loved those shows. They were so fucking funny.
Right. Another one that was on USA was a show called Burn Notice.
That show sucked.
Well, I really liked it until I just got fucking bored with it. I lost my train of thought. Ah, fuck, whatever. Yeah, I'm just not a fan of that. But yeah, that fucking creator was
The Walking Dead. It's just like
that. Just doesn't
it can
go
be over now, right? Like,
well, then they got
they haven't done.
Well, it's not just that though. They've jumped into this whole like, is the original show still going?
I believe so.
Oh, wow. Well, that sucks.
I don't know. I stopped watching. You know, everyone quit when Glenn died. I stopped watching well before that.
I'll be honest. I stopped watching that the second, like the third episode of the second season. I said, I'm done with this shit.
Yeah.
I'm so fucking bored with it. It pisses me off that a show like that gets to go on, and a show like Preacher. Granted, they probably didn't write for that long, but a show like Preacher only got, what, 3-4 seasons?
3, I believe.
And it's like, what the fuck?
That was a fun fucking show.
It was so fun. It was just I don't even think I've watched the third season. But shit like
No, we did. You and I finished it. We finished Preacher together.
Did we?
Yeah.
Maybe we did. I'll have to go back and read some synopsis.
That was one of those ones that you would make sure not to watch. You would DVR it, and then you would make sure not to watch it, and we had to watch like every episode together. And you
got
know,
it.
There's always be at least one moment where you just you start losing your shit.
Oh man, like I don't know. Yeah, Preacher did it right, dude. That was the last. I don't know. I don't. Oh, that was the show I was thinking of. Was Law and Order. The original Law and Order, the very first few seasons of Law and Order were serials, right? Every single story was its own contained thing. The cops bust them. They go to court. Bad guy gets locked in jail. That was it. You know what I mean? There wasn't this fucking subplot that creeped up in like the SVU days.
Okay.
Fuck. Pissed me off, man. I just get bored of that.
I've never really watched Law and Order. Malati's had it on sometimes in the background. Like, I'll get to her house and it'll be on. Catch like.
I guarantee it's not Law and Order. I guarantee it's Law and Order SVU.
Okay.
Or that yes, the it, one, it will. I,
she,
no,
the one she likes is the one that had Christopher Maloney in it when he was for a while, and then he stopped.
Yeah, that's SVU.
Oh, okay.
Yep, that's SVU. And again, like that show was good too up until they started this this process where it was they turned it into this I don't know reality type stuff. I don't know. I don't get it. Don't care for it. People like it. That's fine.
All
right. Fuck them, though. Right, Cole?
Sure.
Yeah.
SVU has got to be the one with Ice-T in it, right?
Oh, yeah. That is pretty cool. I do like Ice-T.
I fucking hate Ice-T.
What?
No.
As a human?
I think he is just a walking boner. Like,
he gets the ladies.
No, I think he's a dick. Aww. Okay, there, a walking flaccid dick. That's it. Not a boner.
Oh, damn. Okay.
I just don't enjoy him. One of my least favorite commercials on the radio is Stone Cold Steve Austin and Ice-T. So Stone Cold and Ice-T. Oh, get it?
Stone Cold Ice-T.
I can't even remember what they're trying to sell in the commercial. I just get so fucking annoyed every
time. If
it
wasn't Brisk, I'd be really pissed off.
It's not Brisk.
Shit!
But every time I hear it, I get so fucking annoyed that I can't even tell what the commercial's for.
Well, I'm mad now because I had no idea that was even a commercial.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, it's like a Pandora commercial or like a podcast commercial.
Oh, Stone Cold and Ice-T should get a podcast together.
No.
We should listen to it.
Stone Cold used to have an awesome podcast, and now they just play. He just does replays.
What?
Every week they put up an old episode.
What's to get people caught up on what he's been doing?
They don't ever put up. He hasn't put up a new episode in at least a year, I don't think.
Wow. Well, he's got other stuff going on. He just released a song. Or was that The Rock? Did you hear The Rock's new song?
No.
Really?
Is it awesome?
It's like how do I compare it? I would compare it to John Cena.
Okay.
But hard. It's like a hard version of John Cena. You know how there's hard seltzer? So John Cena is regular seltzer, he's LaCroix, and like The Rock is White Claw.
So it's like a hip hop song.
Yeah.
Okay, because you said John Cena.
Yeah. It's a hip hop thing, and it's really, it's hard. It's hard. John Cena.
You just like saying hard John Cena, don't you?
He is hard, but he's not. He's not. He's soft. He's a soft bitch.
No.
The Rock. He's hard. Yeah.
I cannot wait. That's coming out short. Sometime soon. They've already started making commercials for that, which I haven't seen. John Cena's TV show on HBO.
I will
Max.
Say this. I've seen it kind of in the background. I think it popped up on like NFL Red Zone every Sunday before they start. No, maybe it wasn't Red Zone. I don't remember where it was. I just saw some of the clips of it, and it looks fucking cool.
I can't wait to see that. I think that's going to be awesome. I can't believe they're giving the dude with Peacemaker.
Peacemaker.
I can't believe they're giving the dude with the shittiest costume in all of DC his own sideshow.
I should come as Peacemaker.
That's what you should have done.
Oh,
you should
address fuck.
As John Cena's Peacemaker.
Or just John Cena.
Yeah. Do, 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 do.
All right. For Comic Cancuzzi, I'm Taylor.
I'm Cole.
Have a great week.